the name of Jesus, wickedness that has been done in the life of our children over the night, undo them this morning. Go ahead and make that your prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, every wickedness that has been done in the life of our children over the night, while they are sleeping in their dream, undo them by your power this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, in the name of Jesus, every wickedness that has been done in the life of my children over the night, this morning, Father, by your fire, undo them, undo them, undo them. In the mighty name of Jesus, undo them. In the mighty name of Jesus, undo them. In the mighty name of Jesus, La Kwanda ye kabayen de zedua shakabara. Indirididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididididid shambiande ya diza zaza. Every wickedness of the wicked, menango radiaga zala. Exodus chapter 12, verse 30 said, and Pharaoh rose up in the middle of the Nile. Actually, I'll read verse 29 so that you understand the importance of the Nile. That's why, as believer, as much as it lies within you, you learn to wake up in the night and offer prayer and offer praises. The Bible said in Exodus 12, verse 29, and it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Did you see that? So God to execute vengeance in the midnight. The Lord to execute vengeance in the midnight. From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat upon his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the cattle. And Pharaoh too also rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Lift up your voice and say, Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked done in the night in the life of my children. Go ahead and pray for them. Call them by their name one by one. Don't pray general prayer for them. Call them by their name. Every wickedness of the wicked done in the night in the life of any lawyer, I undo them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, every wickedness of the wicked done in the life of any lawyer in the middle of the night this morning, Father, by fire, undo them in the name of Jesus. Every wickedness of the wicked has been done in the life of Yanolua in the middle of the night, Father, this morning, undo them in the name of Jesus. Every wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the middle of the night in the life of all our spiritual children, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, undo them by fire. In the name of Jesus, every wickedness of the wicked that has been done in my life in the middle of the night, Father, undo them in the mighty name of Jesus. Undo them in the name of Jesus. Jesus, undo them in the name of Jesus. Nadia Zina Godesi Ledegua Zana Menzundesa Mbiledo Mayinda Yigeladush Kenonana Bianda Yikede Yendusha Tenuaba Yada Yiko Dayani Dalida Duda Duda no Gadabalanda Radia. Every wickedness of the wicked that has been done in my life, in my body, in my spirit, in my soul, over the night, Father, undo them by fire in the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying where you are, or you are sleeping, or you are not praying? Say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the life of all the children in Jesus' house. In the name of Jesus, every wickedness that has been carried out in the middle of the night over any of our children in Jesus' house, such wickedness is canceled. In the name of Jesus, your child will not wake up and be misbehaving. In the name of Jesus, your child will not wake up and be misbehaving. In the name of Jesus, Nadigan Jalagamia to Zeladibi. Brethren, don't think you are praying too much. You have not even prayed half of what you are supposed to pray. Cry to God this morning and say, my Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked in the name, the life of all the children in our family, in our extended family, in the neighborhood, in the name of Jesus. While you pray for your own biological children, remember to pray for other people's children. Remember to pray for the children in the neighborhood, in the name of Jesus. Bavarandi Jobagaba Bavavari Nadogoshi Lebiara Bayina no Jande Gelebira Diaga Bayeto Jana Yabeladia Bayadiabara. My Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the life of the children in our neighborhood, in our community. That's the reason why you have so many disobedient children on the street. That's why you see you find many of them that are smoking, causing telling the toggery, many of them breaking into houses, cars, and stealing because the enemy, while the men slept, the enemy sow seed in their heart, the seed of evil, the seed of wickedness, the seed of disobedience, the seed of corruption. Say, Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the life of the children in the neighborhood over the night in the name of Jesus. By your fire, undo them this morning, undo them this morning, undo them this morning. Now, I want you to unmute your device and join me now to pray. As you pray that prayer, Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the life of all the children.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
All right, let's invite the little people that is joining me to pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Prayer point, you are going to pray for your marriage. You are going to say prayer and say, Father.
Father.
So that we may understand. You just find, you hear some stories. Sometimes you wonder, where is this coming from? The enemy has done this over the night. Your spouse will not wake up in the morning and begin to misbehave.
Amen.
Jesus. Your wife, your husband will not wake up in the middle of the night and begin to misbehave. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So you are going to pray and say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Undo the wickedness of the wicked.
I
have been done in my marriage over the night. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Your spouse will not just wake up one day and begin to misbehave. Your wife will not wake up one day and begin to misbehave. Your husband will not wake up one day and begin to misbehave. In the name of Jesus. The wickedness of the wicked is what is causing all the things we are saying. We come against God. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Undo all the wickedness of the weekend over my marriage. In the name of Jesus, every weekend that I've been done over the night, in the name of Jesus, undo them by fire. In the name of Jesus, undo them by fire. In the name of Jesus, undo the wickedness of the weekend that has been done over the night in my marriage. In the name of Jesus, Lord, undo the wickedness of the weekend that has been done in my marriage, the children over the night. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, why men's land, in the name of Jesus, all the goodness of the wicked has been done over the night in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying.
Amen.
Your next prayer point, you are going to be praying for all our students. Students that are prepared for exam, study hard, waking up in the morning, the day of the exam, went blank. Can't explain it. Some will say they get to examination. Where is that coming from? That is from the pit of hell. You are going to say, mighty God, In
Mighty
the name
God,
of Jesus,
in the name
unto
of
the
Jesus,
wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the heart of all our students over the night, go ahead and make that your prayer.
In the name of Jesus,
some of them once they have that terrible dream, their dream has become real. Say, Father, unto the wickedness of the wicked has been done in the heart of all our
students,
anyone planning to go to school, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
Repeat that prayer before we move to the next set of prayers. Now, I remember God's servant, Pastor T.J. Okunu, shared a story. He was talking to parents, to weak parents. He said, don't take it lightly if your child says he doesn't like book. He said, don't take it lightly. And he shared, some experience. In a revelation, a particular person, when he was young, the family, the wickedness in his family, they gathered together. And so they were speaking against his life, removing education from his heart.
Jesus.
As a result of that, the person didn't attain the maximum education. The person is successful, but then it was later in the revelation, the Lord took the person back to memory lane when he was a little boy. And he saw that his own sibling, people in his family who are elders in those days. So it's like he was in a room. The person was in a room, and then he heard them. And so they were having a meeting and speaking to the life of that boy. And said, this one will not go to school. He didn't actually attain the highest of education, but at least he's successful. You are going to pray. So he was sharing that experience and teaching us, parent, encouraging us that don't take it lightly if any of your child begin to talk, begin to misbehave concerning their education, say they don't like going to school. I remember I have a cousin, my brother here, remember the cousin. He once lived with my brother here. There's nothing we didn't do to encourage him to go to school. I know if that brother had gone to school, his life would have been more better than this tonight, today. His life would have been more. But he said his destiny is not education, that he doesn't want to go to school. And he has opportunity. He has opportunity to, even if you want to become a PhD holder, he's there. But he just said from the beginning, his destiny is not education. We encourage him, but no way. He didn't go to school up to today. Now, you are going to pray. And then it pains me. House once in a while will be asking for money to send his children to school, asking for money for food. These are things that we don't take them lightly. So you are going to pray for our students again, anyone desiring to go to school. You are going to say, my Father, in the name of Jesus, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the heart of all our students over the night. Go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. Student, you will not wake up one day and say you forget what you have studied. You will not wake up one day and you forget. Your children will not wake up one day and say they forget their study. What they have studied. In the name of my Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the life of all our students in their hearts. No one will drop out of school. Sometimes you hear some and say, I just want to take care. You came here to pursue a 4-year degree. Some of them came here and they have the dream of becoming a doctor. The next thing that once they come into the lab, they say, Pastor, I'm just going to get a 3-year diploma and then get my PR and then they are done. I said, no, it doesn't work that way. Pursue your dream. Pursue your dream. Lift up the voice and say, Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done. Every wickedness of the wicked that my dad will bring of international students. Today, let there be restoration. Today, let there be restoration. Many of them came and said, I want to become a lawyer. In the middle of the way, you see some of them saying, I want to be a lawyer. The psychology is wrong. Some of them will tell you, I say, no, I am too scared to get in. The demon is wrong. No, those forces are not wrong. Father, undo the wickedness of the wicked that has been done in the heart of all our students. In the name of Jesus, they will not fail. They will excel. In Jesus' mighty name, We are
Jesus.
praised.
Amen.
You are doing well if you are praying. If you are not praying, I want to encourage you to join us. Your next prayer point is taken from Exodus chapter 11, verse 9. Exodus chapter 11, verse 9. I want somebody from the congregation to read for us, not from my house here. Exodus 11, verse 9. If you are there, you can read.
For the Lord said to Moses,
Go ahead.
For the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will not heed you, so that my wonder may be multiplied in the land of Egypt.
Your next prayer point, you are going to say, Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Some voices say, Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Please multiply your wonders in Jesus' house.
Please multiply your wonder in Jesus' house.
And in all our services this year.
On all our services.
For the glory of your name and for salvation of souls. Go ahead and make that a prayer. Bible says that if men do not see miracles, they will not believe. Miracle is one of the things that compels people to Jesus. See, my Father, according to your word in the book of Exodus, chapter 11, verse 9, that my wonders be multiplied in the land of Egypt. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, multiply your wonder in Jesus' house in Egypt. In all our services,
in the first service, multiply your wonder.
In the second service, multiply your wonder. In all our communion services, multiply your wonder. At the summer crusade this year, multiply your wonder. All our community outreaches, multiply your wonder. Wonder in our Bible study, multiply your wonder. Holy Ghost service, multiply your wonder. Nagwande Yadejo, the Gedebina Noabizada, O Lord, multiply your wonder in our life, in Jesus' house, in this year, in the name of Jesus. O Lord, multiply your wonder in the Sunday school department, multiply your wonder in the choir department, multiply your wonder in the sanctuary department, multiply your wonder in the ushering department, multiply your wonder, Nagwande Zela, O the Anuja, ayuda do geno de bieto, yedegeno shigebele tua baradada. Oh Lord, multiply your wonder in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Lastly, you are going to pray. If you have not been praying, I want to encourage you to pray this last prayer for yourself and members of your family and members of Jesus' house. Brethren, I want to encourage you to pray. God answers prayer. He's not the God that stores prayer. He answers as you are praying it, he's giving answers to them. Exodus chapter 11, verse 3. Somebody else from the congregation? Somebody else from the congregation? Exodus 11, 3. Exodus 11, 3.
And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servant, and in the sight of the people.
You are going to lift up your voices. You are going to say, Mighty God.
Mighty God.
Please multiply your favor.
Please multiply your favor.
My life.
In the life
of members of my family, and in Jesus' house today and this year, go ahead and make that a prayer. Loud and say, Mighty God, multiply your wonder in the name of Jesus in my life. Multiply your favor. Multiply your favor. The Bible says, God, be favor to the people in the sight of the Egyptians. Be favor, brethren, as you go to work today. I made a petition. I made a request to my boss. And yesterday, you know, he was just saying approve. And I know within me it is not of me. It is God's favor. I remember one of my boss that I worked with before. A wonderful woman with family I was. She said to me one day, "said David, I cannot say no to whatever you are asking me to do. It is the God's favor. It is God's favor." And I remember at that point, that was when I needed some week off to travel back home from my wedding many years ago, and it was unusual. I was just employed. Brethren, you need favor. I am a product of God's favor. I am a product of God's favor. My director yesterday, he was just saying, approved. I know it is God. Are you going to pray for favor? Favor will terminate labor. Pray for favor in your place of work. You need favor. It is not the amount of hard work. No, that bring glory, that bring manifestation. They father, favor me. Multiply your favor over my life. Multiply it over my wonderful wife. Multiply it over my wonderful children. Multiply it over my wonderful brother. Over everyone you have committed to my heart. Multiply your favor. The favor I've enjoyed, let them enjoy it too. The grace that I've enjoyed, let them enjoy it. Everyone connected to me, let the favor you have always shown me. Let them to carry the favor, greater favor. Oh Lord, multiply your favor in my life this month, this year, in this second month of the year. Lord, multiply your favor, oh Lord. Multiply your favor, oh Lord. As your children come back and walk with them, let them go and sing a new song. Let them return and say, I obtain favor today. I will give you some of my prayer today. Let everyone know, Lord, multiply your favor in our life. Multiply your favor, those that are in truth. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Amen.
It is done. God has given me joy and assurance that yes, our prayers have been answered in Jesus' name. Now, your devices, commit the day to the hand of God, speaking to the day. Speaking to the day, 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 speaking to the day. You are what you love. You are what you love. You are
what you love. We thank you for that prayer.
You are what you love. You are
what
you are. You are what
the plan of God is void, it's cancelled. All works of
my help from the Lord.
We thank you for your grace.
From where my help, my help come
from God.
From whence comes my help? My help coming from the Lord. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Worthy, worthy are you, Lord.
Holy, holy are
you, Lord. Worthy, worthy are you, Lord. You are holy. Holy,
to understand.
Holy, yeah. You are holy. Holy, no.
Thank you.
You are holy.
Those that you.
Holy,
thank you, oh God.
Holy,
for us, Lord God,
you are
that
holy.
Which we cannot understand.
Holy,
go ahead and do it for us. Lord. Holy and gracious.
Worthy, worthy are you, Lord.
Generation,
oh, Lord. Mighty, mighty are you, Lord. You have done us well. Worthy, worthy are you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Worthy, mighty are you, Lord. You are holy. Holy,
oh Father, only
holy, God, you are holy, holy,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Name of Jesus,
in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
To scripture, God bless you, sir, man. You may mute your devices. Now, I'm going to read two scriptures as we round up this morning prayer. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. That's the first scripture. The Bible said the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us who are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Brethren, as we press on in this year, I want you to know that Jesus is not slack concerning what he says. His coming is at hand. Understanding God's perfect timing is not slack. Jesus will surely come back again. I want each one of you to hold on to him firmly. As I hold on to him, you hold on to him. And in the name of Jesus, when he comes back, none of us will be left behind in Jesus' name. The second scripture is Exodus. Exodus chapter 10. Exodus chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. Exodus 10, 22, 23. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards heaven. And God said, I should stretch forth my hands too towards heaven this morning. And there was a thick darkness in the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had what? Lights in their dwelling. Father, this morning I praise you. I thank you for guiding us to pray. And we are grateful for always answering our prayer. Thank you for yesterday. You told us that you will plead our cause in this month. And we are grateful for all the prayer that have been offered. Thank you for all the testimony that have been shared this morning. To you be all the glory. Lord, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, Father, as you have said, I stretch forth my hands towards heaven. Lord, you said it indicates two things. One, darkness in the camp of those that troubles your people, and light for the children of God. So as I stretch forth my hand towards heaven, as the Lord has instructed, Father, rain down darkness in the camp of those that troubles your children in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Rain down darkness in the camp of those that trouble Jesus as in the city of Rich, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Darkness in the camp of those that trouble their families in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As I lift up my hand, stretch forth my hand towards heaven, as you have instructed, you said the second thing is that light in our camp. I decree today there shall be light in your camp.
Amen.
I decree there shall be light in your family.
Amen.
There shall be light in Jesus' house.
Amen.
There shall be light in the life of your children.
Amen.
There shall be light in your career.
Amen.
Spiritual life will receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone who has been walking in darkness, you are in darkness, you don't even know what to do. As from this moment, this very second, light is coming for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This month you will enjoy light all through.
Amen.
In the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Whatever
represents darkness in your body, in your home, in your family, life of your children, your spouse, your work, your career, your ministry, your calling, whatever God has committed to your hand, every traces of darkness, I command light to shine now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for answered prayer.
Thank you,
in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Surely, God's goodness and
mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Forever.
Amen.
Surely,
God's goodness and mercy shall follow you
all the days of your life.
And you shall be dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Amen.
Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Workers and ministers, don't forget.